From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. politicians react to California's shooting. Politicians today reacted to the shootings that took place yesterday in the state of California as the investigation continues. This is Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat who represents the state of New York.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and families. But as Senator Murphy pointed out yesterday, our thoughts and prayers are not even close to enough. The time for prayers, thoughts, and sympathies is now. But it is also a time to act.
Senator Ted Cruz is a Republican from Texas who is also running for his party's nomination for the presidency.
The details of what happened in San Bernardino are still unclear. But our prayers are with the families of those who were murdered, of those who were shot. And all of us are deeply concerned that this is yet another manifestation of terrorism.
The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party on Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. Here's Police Chief Jared Bergawan.
We did locate the one pipe bomb. There was actually three pipe bombs combined into one that had a remote control car type remote control device that appears to have not have worked in this case. There were also four high-capacity 223 rifle magazines that were dropped by the suspects and left in there as evidence that have been recovered.
Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training session when they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and Senate by December 11th to avoid a partial government shutdown. Among the policy issues causing controversy are deregulation measures Democrats say would undo provisions to protect the nation's clean air and water and measures on Syrian and Iraqi refugees. Now, President Obama has said that he would veto any bill that halts the resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, the agency charged with resettling refugees in Dallas, Texas, is going ahead with plans to receive two Syrian refugees' families on Friday in defiance of the governor's ban. On Wednesday, Texas filed a federal suit to block further Syrian refugee resettlement in the state. But as VOA's Greg Flakus reports from Houston, legal experts say the state has no authority to interfere in such matters.
In the lawsuit filed against U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the New York-based International Rescue Committee, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton cited security concerns and alleged failure of the federal government to keep the state fully informed about resettlement plans. In the wake of the Paris violence, Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a hold on any further Syrian refugee resettlement. Michael Olivas, a professor at the University of Houston's Law Center, says immigration and refugee acceptance are exclusively under the control of the federal government.
It is supposed to consult, as it is doing, with the various states, but the final word and the choices are to be made by the federal government.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
This is the first lawsuit filed by any state to block refugee resettlement since the terrorist attacks in Paris last month. British fighter jets have carried out the first airstrikes in Syria targeting the Islamic State following a vote in Parliament, Henry Ridgewell reports.
Just hours after military action was approved, four British Tornado jets took off from their base in Cyprus to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The first bombs were dropped on the Omar oil refineries in the east that it's believed were used to fund the terror group. Britain has sent eight further jets to its base in Cyprus as the bombing campaign intensifies. Henry Ridgewell, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A former Russian tank commander turned Taliban militant will spend the rest of his life in prison for a failed attack against U.S. and Afghan forces in 2009. Irek Ilgiz Hamidulin was sentenced in Washington Thursday to a life term plus 30 years, charged with conspiring to shoot down American helicopters and of using a weapon of mass destruction. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.